Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Recess about a week and a half ago, but yet Nancy Pelosi brought us back on Friday to vote for a terrible tax spend plan. The Democrats are calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, yet there's not a single economist out there who can actually point to any reduction in inflation. And myself, I went to the grocery store yesterday, and just the prices are just astronomically high. Every American's paying more at the pump, paying more on the electric bills, the utility bills, paying more at the grocery store. Democrats are completely out of touch. So, yes, it is unfortunately busy, but they continue to take every possible action to make it harder on American families to just put food on the table, quite frankly.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of things going on. Obviously, the president is set to sign that today. Is that right?
Well, that's what we understand.
Okay.
And just terribly disappointing. You know, especially, Lynn, I'll tell you, the most disappointing part, this affects, Brady and the communities that work together for the energy production. It really is, it's the Green New Deal that has come to life. And the disconnect that you see, I mean, they're targeting the Permian Basin. I mean, there's no question that this legislation is coming after the Permian Basin. I've talked to Democrats, and I asked them, I say, tell me in your mind, how far along are we on some sort of transition in your Green New Deal transition to this climate policy where we've got electric vehicles and we have all renewable energy. So how far along on a scale of 0 to 100%? Most Democrats that I talk to tell me that we are 5 to 10% along, and yet the government, with almost $1 trillion, is acting like we're 90% along on that transition. It's so disconnected. I think the voters are going to come out in droves in November because of that level of disconnection.
Well, it does seem odd, because the perception from the administration certainly is, hey, it's just around the corner. All we've got to do is this next little thing, and we're going to be all driving electric cars. And sitting out here in the real world, it doesn't seem that way at all. So appreciate what you're saying. They're looking at that for today. The other activities, of course, going on. You marked yesterday, issued a statement on the one-year anniversary after the departure from Afghanistan.
Well, it's just, I think it may not be at the forefront of every American's mind right this second, I don't believe any American has actually forgotten about it. I mean, it's terrible to think about the 13 service members who lost their lives. We know now that one of those who lost their lives, his brother committed suicide recently. And, you think about that family in particular, but then just to the broader service member, veteran, military community, and how disrespectful. I mean, this was the most important operation in Afghanistan in 20 years. And we don't have any indication that the administration actually planned for it. We know that there were billions, almost $85 billion worth of U.S. weapons systems that were left behind. The Secretary of State making statements up to the time where they pulled out without a conditions-based withdrawal, saying, something to the effect of, this is not the situation won't change overnight. Well, we know it has changed overnight. We know we're less secure as a result of that. We understand that the world is more vulnerable to terrorism, and that's because of the actions that Joe Biden took with a complete disregard for safety, security, and freedom. And so the situation in Afghanistan, we know, is worse, and that results in all of the rest of our partners, allies, and ourselves being less secure.
The as you look at what's happening in Washington, you know, there are lots of other things going on. What are some of the other things that you're watching and concerned about these days?
Well, you know, honestly, it's just limiting the damage that the Democrat Party can do. I think they realize the headwinds that they are facing right now when it comes to the elections that are upcoming, the midterm elections. And it seems like they have just rushed with a flurry of legislative ideas that don't actually help the American populace. And so, you know, I think you can start at our border, and to me, all of the bad policies and the willingness to have chaos ensue start with Joe Biden's border policies and the lack of border security. I tell people, and actually, Lynn, we're on the road today. We're going to be, you know, Concho County and McCulloch County and doing a variety of things, meeting with people and talking to different groups, including the Farm Bureau in McCulloch County. But when I'm asked about the border situation, which, by the way, since Joe Biden took office, over 4 million people have come into this country illegally. Think about that, 4 million people illegally. 66 of those have matched up to the terror watch list. You know, horrible incidents like the tractor trailer with 53 people that died just south of San Antonio just a few months ago. But those situations have resulted in the most chaotic, lawless environment I think we've seen maybe in the history of this country. We don't need new laws. That's what I say when I'm asked about what can we do. We don't need a bunch of new laws. We only need the political will, the administration, Joe Biden, Secretary Mayorkas need to enforce the laws that we have on the books. And instead of doing that, they're repealing policies that worked, like Remain in Mexico. And it just shows the weakness. And I think that weakness has really become the foundation of the administration. There's not a single leader around the country who looks at Joe Biden as a strong leader. And I mean, I want to go back to myself asking Democrats questions. I ask my Democrat colleagues, do you think that Joe Biden will run for president again? And my Democrat colleagues, this isn't one or two, this is 10 or 15, will tell me, I hope not. And that's a sad situation when the party that has the power, that's in the majority, says they hope their own incumbent does not run again.
Wow. It is shaping up to be a very interesting electoral season. I guess the two elections today will be kind of interesting to see how they turn out in terms of support for candidates, the incumbents that are there, the Republican incumbents. So it'll be very interesting.
Well, yeah. It certainly will be. You know, with all the negativity, we have to think. Well, what can we look to that's positive? And I'll tell you, you know, on the bright side of things, you know, our communities, whether it's Brady or Eaton or Mason or San Saba, or I'm going to be in Rochelle today, all of these communities pull together. We do the right thing. We support each other. When there's times of tragedy, we always come together, and I think that's what we really have to hold on to, because that American spirit is absolutely alive right here in West Texas. It's alive in the 29 counties that I represent, and that's the type of leadership that I want to take to Washington to show the rest of the country that I believe we have it right here. We have accountability, but we also have compassion, and that compassion starts with believing in the rule of law, supporting our first responders, law enforcement, and making sure that our communities are safe and secure, and we do that. You know, there's no question that right here in this part of the world we do that. So just when we start thinking about what can we hold on to and what can we, you know, look to is that, that kind of beacon on the hill, because I think that's what our country is. We're going through a hard time, but we're going to get we're going to get on the other side of it. And if I may, you know, let me just mention this. I mean, my office, whether it's San Angelo or Orlando, Midland, Odessa, Brownwood, or Granbury, we have wonderful people who represent me in the office, but more importantly, represent the 750,000 constituents. And over the past year and a half, we have been able to solve over 1,100 different cases. Those include Social Security Administration, IRS, Veterans Administration. And we've returned over $1.1 million to the rightful owners of that those funds, whether it be tax money that needs to come back, refunds, or payments to veterans. And so, you know, if you need something, this is really what I would like to say. Go to Pfluger.house.gov, sign up for the Pfluger Flyby, which is the weekly email, or call our office. Atlanta office number is 325-247-2826. We take every single phone call, every single letter, every single email very, very seriously. We will respond, and we're there to help.
Okay. Well, that's a good point, that the offices are there, and they're staffed with people who are committed to helping out the constituents in the district.
Well, we certainly are. And a good example of this is legislatively, we had a gentleman from Midland call several months back and was advocating for some of his friends that were veterans. He himself was a veteran. And we looked at the legislation that might be associated with this and are now leading on this issue. And so when somebody calls the office, we take it very seriously, and it could result in helping that individual, or it could result in legislation. So we do hope that people will go to Pfluger.house.gov to learn more and to ask for help.
Okay. Very good. Well, Congressman, we really appreciate your taking the time to give us a call. Let us know what your thoughts are this morning here on things going on in the country and in the district, and as you make your way around.
Well, thank you very much, Lynn. It'll be a wonderful day to be in Brady and Eden, Rochelle, and have a chance to talk to different groups and learn about the issues that are going on. No town halls today, but we're talking to different organizations and hearing from a variety of different people on how we can better represent and continue to lead in Washington, D.C. So thank you for having me on, and God bless.
Okay, thank you very much. Congressman August Pfluger with us this morning here on the morning program. We appreciate that and appreciate his time and consideration for us. Coming up next on
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.